T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When did you guys first start?
I put the band together in 1970. We were together for for about 4.5 years, and then they decided they wanted to form a band called Messiah and hang the drummer from the cross. And I said, "Well, make sure you leave room for yourselves, because that's where you're all going to end up if you do that." So I quit and started in the music, restaurant business, and then after a couple, 3 months, I decided I was. Yeah, the music was changed the way that I thought it was going to change, and I decided to put another band back together again, and within 6 months, I was able to write that song.
Okay, and everybody says they saw Wild Cherry play their prom, play this, before they made it big, before you made it big, right. And everybody says they have a friend who was in the band. In fact, that's how this all started, by us trying to figure out, as we play that music bed, play that funky music, White Boy, which you hear in every club all over the country still to this day.
Yes.
But we started going through who all was in it. Was Donnie Iris ever in Wild Cherry?
Donnie Iris was in toward the end. I brought him in toward the end. He was actually, he was an engineer that was, while we were recording at Beaver Falls, he was doing part-time engineering. And I asked about, the engineer said he had to leave, and I said, "Well, who's coming in?" And he said, "Donnie Iris." I said, "Get out." He said, "Yeah, he's part-time." So Donnie was there, and we were there, we were recording. Finally, I just told Donnie, I said, "Man, you should be playing, you know." And one thing led to the other, and he came into the band, and he was with us on the last album that we did. But by that time, I was trying to get out of my contract. I was over the whole thing. But
I didn't know Donnie was with you guys at any point.
Yeah, Donnie was with us, too. As a matter of fact, he was the reason that him and Mark Avsak ended up hooking up, and he went on his own to do that, was because Mark was a keyboard player in Wild Cherry. So when Donnie was in a band, him and Mark, I guess they started talking, but at that time, I was over it. I was on to legal, getting out of the whole thing, getting away from the record company and all that stuff. So we did the last album with Rick Hall, who's one of the best producers ever. He did all the old Aretha Franklin stuff and Wilson Pickett, all the Muscle Shoals. He was Muscle Shoals. And it was the right guy, but at the wrong time. I just wanted out.
Why is there so much drama always in the music business?
Well, it's because in my particular case, it was because the record company, it was a conflict of interest. They were my managers, my co-publishers, my record company. And they kept saying what the next single was going to be, and I kept telling them when I first delivered the album, I said, "You got 3 singles. First one's Play That Funky Music. Second one, I Feel Sanctified. And the next one is Hold On, a slow tune." And then they kept changing the program. They came up in the middle of the album, and they said, "Well, how about if we did another album?" I said, "I'm on the road. I'm on three tours. I can't write. What am I supposed to do?" So it turned out that I ended up writing appease them. And it turned out to be just substandard. I mean, the whole thing from that point. But there's so much drama because people try to change your mind. In my case, that's the way it was. But it's all water under the bridge at this point. But you know,
and we know that the Jaggers and Donnie Iris and the Cruisers have are associated acts with Wild Cherry. But how does Foghat and Molly Hatchet fit in?
Oh, Brian Bassett, our guitar player beside myself, he, after the band split up, and he went to, first he played with Molly Hatchet, then he left Molly Hatchet and went with Foghat, and he's been with Foghat ever since. They just did a version of Play-Doh Funky Music, actually. Foghat did.
So how many people claim they were in Wild Cherry?
10,000 at least. It was a busy band. The revolving door had to be changed 416 times, you know.
Well, wait a minute. So play that funky music has to be, you know, the late Jimmy Beaumont told me when I asked about, you know, his most famous song, right? Name it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which one I'm talking about, Since I Don't Have You?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
He said that's his mailbox song. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I just go to the mailbox to get the checks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what one of those tunes, too.
Is that true for funky music?
Funky music been very, very good to me.
Yes. So what are you doing now?
I'm sitting here having fun with you guys. That's about it. I'm retired. I'm done. As of 2017, I retired. And then in the meantime, while I was planning, I actually invested toward a date. And then the date came. But in that time, in the meantime, Harry Connick called and said, you know, I got a TV show. I want you to come up and do it. And I had already retired, but, for him, he's such a great guy. I just went and did that. But that was the last thing that I ever did was Harry Connick's show. And ever since then, I've been just enjoying my life. I planned for this, so we're having, we got a couple homes here in Florida, one in Tampa, one on the Gulf over in St. Pete. We alternate weekends over there. And just having fun, you know.
Yeah,
good
and,
for you,
and
man.
You live in Florida, the Tampa, St. Pete area. You know, yeah. Larry is the ambassador to Bradenton.
God, yeah,
yeah. Anna Maria Island.
Go to spring training down there.
Yeah, we're coming. I'm bringing Kevin with us. Hopefully, in March, everything will go smooth. And if that's the case, we should rendezvous. In the meantime, I want to share something with you.
Sure.
I wanted to do something during the pandemic that I've always wanted to do since I had the time to do that I never did. So I've been taking singing lessons, and I haven't rolled out my first hit yet, but I'm thinking, hey!
You're only one hey from away, you know?
There, that's the title to a chapter in a book I'll never write. You're only one hey away from
yeah,
a hit.
Right. You know, somebody asked me to write a book. They said, what would you call it? I said, once I was a boogie singer. And then we just go from there.
That's tremendous.
A friend of mine texted me and asked, he has a debate with somebody about this. Is it play that funky music, White Boy, or is it play that funky music, Wild Boy, as for Wild Cherry?
No, it's White Boy.
Okay. That's right. What everybody thought.
That was the big thing when the song came out. I mean, I couldn't get a record deal because a couple of labels that I took it to said, hey, we got a problem with that White Boy thing. Even when I was at after CBS put it out, Epic put it out, there was a radio station in Boston. They wouldn't play it unless I changed the words. So I changed the words to play that funky music. Yeah, funky music. And but we didn't need them, actually. The next week, the record just like took off like crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.